Shen Yun returning to Toronto after China-linked bomb threats canceled 6 shows. Shen Yun Performing Arts will be returning to Toronto's Four Seasons Centre in June after 6 previously scheduled shows were canceled due to bomb threats that police said were unfounded. The threats were similar to over 150 incidents experienced by the New York-based classical Chinese dance company over the past 2 years, including ones targeting the show in Vancouver in April. Vancouver police said a phone number associated with the email address that sent the threats targeting the show in that city, which is the same email address used to threaten the Toronto shows, is based in China. The Falun Dafa Association of Toronto, the local Shen Yun presenter, says even though police have confirmed the bomb threats are not credible, the shows will still proceed with additional safety measures. Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts and Shen Yun presenter in Toronto have reached the consensus to implement enhanced security measures, which include metal detector gates, K-9 service, on-site police patrolling and professional security team to ensure the safety and smooth delivery of the performances in June, the association said. The rescheduled shows will be held June 25th to 28th. The association said the ticket-holding patrons to the 6 canceled shows from March 29th to April 5th at the Four Seasons Centre will be contacted directly for rescheduling, and that additional information can be found at https://www.shenyun.com/toronto. Shen Yun Performing Arts is widely and internationally recognized for its presentation of classical Chinese dance and music, bringing to life a rich cultural heritage through artistic performance, the association said in a statement. The company's return to Toronto outside of its regular touring schedule reflects a meaningful commitment to audiences in this city. Founded in 2006 by leading classical Chinese artists to revive China's traditional culture, Shen Yun performs around the world with the tagline, China Before Communism. The company's artists practice Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, a spiritual meditation discipline that was once publicly celebrated in China for its health benefits, with government statistics showing 70 million to 100 million taking part in the practice in the 1990s. However, the popularity of the practice was seen as a threat by the communist regime, and Falun Dafa was targeted for persecution by the regime starting in 1999. Interference attempts. The cancellation of the scheduled shows at the Four Seasons Centre was a global first for Shen Yun. The Canadian Opera Company, which owns and operates the venue, said it made the decision to cancel the shows out of an abundance of caution. Organizers and Shen Yun artists say that in all similar incidents, after police conducted investigations and confirmed the bomb threats to be unfounded, the shows went ahead. The Chinese Communist Party uses threats and coercion to prevent people from seeing our performances. If such pressure is allowed to succeed, it will only embolden further interference, Shen Yun principal dancer Jared Ren said at a news conference in Toronto on April 2nd, following the cancellation of the scheduled shows. According to local organizers, there have been dozens of hoax bomb threats targeting Shen Yun in Canada in the past 2 years. Most recently in Vancouver, an emailed bomb threat was received by the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, just as Shen Yun was about to perform from April 8th to 12th. The threat said that a large quantity of explosives had been placed in the theatre and would be detonated if the shows weren't cancelled. The Vancouver Police Department told the Epoch Times that after an investigation, it was confirmed that the threat was unfounded. The Shen Yun Performing Arts shows continued as scheduled, a spokesperson for the VPD told the Epoch Times. The VPD's cybercrime unit determined that a phone number associated with the email address used to send the threat is a Chinese phone number, with the phone number based in China, the local organizer said. The same email address was also used to send the threats targeting Shen Yun in Toronto. Following the cancellation of the Toronto shows, the email sender sent 2 more emails to the local organizers boasting of the cancellations while celebrating ties to the Chinese Communist Party. The Toronto Four Seasons incident was my most successful one. Haha! Reads an email written in Chinese sent to the show presenter on April 3rd. Canada is hardly worth taking seriously. Even my motherland's Communist Party couldn't make the Shen Yun MC cry, yet I actually did it. The Toronto Police Service, which confirmed the bomb threats at the Four Seasons were unfounded, told the Epoch Times that the issue is under investigation. Last year, Taiwan's Criminal Investigation Bureau traced emailed bomb threats received by venues hosting Shun Yun in the island nation to an area in China's HSIN. Several Canadian lawmakers spoke out to condemn the interference attempts against Shun Yun in Canada, calling for the shows to be restored. Canadians should be very concerned about this, Conservative MP Garnett Genuis previously told the Epoch Times. It's critical that we also think about and talk about how to make sure these events aren't canceled in the future. Liberal MP Judy Scrow condemned the escalating pattern of foreign-directed intimidation on Canadian soil. This organization has been targeted by a coordinated campaign of threats, including false bomb threats, some of which have been traced to actors linked to the Chinese Communist Party, Scrow said in a statement. Tickets to the newly scheduled shows in Toronto, which will be the last of Shun Yun's 2026 global tour, can be found on Shun Yun's website.